What are you doing tonight? Come down to the Virgin Megastore Mall of Emirates for the launch of WWE 2K18. Legendary Sting is going to be there. About 7 o'clock tonight, MOE Virgin Megastore. We've got Legendary Sting in the studio. Man.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing for you either.
Come on.
Just sing with us.
Maybe.
Yeah. Wait, I got that on the way here. You know, I was like, how many times have I heard that one before?
Well, apparently you hold the name, rights to the name already, right? And you let him use it.
Every time somebody asks me that question, I always tell the same story. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. The singer was in concert at a place called Chastain Park in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And his people called my people.
Oh.
And I ended up coming. He wanted to meet me because his 9-year-old son had my poster in his bedroom, and he said, "Yeah, I wanted to meet that wrestler guy, Sting, man." So he put me up on stage, put the guitar around my neck. He treated me really, really good.
I saw the photo. Yeah.
At that time, I didn't know I had trademarked my name, so I thought, "Man, I wonder if he wants to talk to me about this."
Does he want
it? It turns out, you know, he's got a trademark. I've got a trademark, but it's just two different genres.
Really?
Musician,
entertainer, you know, whatever. But the likeness and everything, the face paint and the whole deal for me. So,
right.
So has your management ever received calls for gigs for Sting accidentally when they've just
But I get stuff on Facebook and Twitter all the time.
Do you?
Love your new album.
Just reply, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Talking about social network, recently The Rock replied to something that you put out.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was going through some stuff in order to come here, as
sure.
a matter of fact.
I saw that video, yep.
Yeah, and I came across this just a classic Sting Halloween costume. We're just a few weeks away from Halloween.
Yeah.
And looking at that thing going, man, you know, all these, every time I do an autograph session, I'm curious to see what I'll see tonight.
Right.
When I go sign autographs. But in the United States, they'll come dressed like me as, you know, the 88, 89 Sting,
yeah.
the Crow Sting, the Wolfpack Sting. And it's amazing how intricate and how elaborate they are with these costumes. And, I just thought, well, which one is your favorite era Sting? And I see The Rock, you know, he says, my fave, hands down, you know, Sting 88, 89.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's
it's
so
pretty
cool.
It's pretty cool to see. I guess, do you consider yourself an actor? Do you guys consider yourselves as, I mean, you're superstars. You're not acting. You're physically doing, but you are an entertainer. Do you get taught how to entertain, or do you have to be born with it? Do you go through an entertainment class?
No, I mean, you're taught how to wrestle. But, you know, the psychology and all that is something you have to learn. Charisma is something that really I don't think can be learned.
Yeah,
I think to
do you hear that, Rossi?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
To a certain degree, you know, I guess it can be, but you know, you have to have that they call it the it factor,
or
whatever that is. And I don't know what it is either. For me, I just always try to involve the fans in everything that I did.
Mm.
Howling in the ring, and you know, and make eye to eye contact with the fans all over the place, you know. Instead of, you know, the old school guys that just, you know, they were on their opponent and that was it, you know.
Yeah, I get you. We've got a lot of people trying to get through for questions. Is it Shomik? Shomik?
It is.
Man, where are you, in the bathroom?
Shomik.
No, I am in my room. I am up nice and early. I have got my notepad and everything out to ask Sting a question.
All right, you have got like about 30 seconds, my man. You are now directly talking to Sting.
Okay.
I'm all ears.
Sting, the icon. All right, my question to you is, throughout your great career, you've gone through the biggest moments. What is that one highlight for you when you turn back and look at your career?
Biggest highlight of your career, what is it?
You know, I can't say that there was just one. There were a few. The first time I ever won the world title against Ric Flair, the Great American Bash, that was in Baltimore, Maryland in 1990. And then Hulk Hogan at Starcade, that was 97. Triple H, WrestleMania, my one and only WrestleMania, Levi Stadium. I have official bragging rights now. Everyone in the world wants to say that they're a pro wrestler and they want to say that they did WrestleMania. Now I can say that. So those are three really big ones. Of course, Seth Rollins, the last match I ever had, that was for the world title. That was a good one, Night of Champions.
Nice, man. All right, hang out. We've got some fans outside the studio. Yep. They're going to meet Sting shortly. Don't forget tonight, Virgin Megastore. He's going to be down there. Mall of Emirates around 7:30. Legendary Sting. You know, Rossi and I are in a band. We're really big. It's called Duvet, and we do covers.
No.
What do you mean, no?
So, I didn't say no. I said now. I'm just trying to give the disclaimer.
Yeah, we're really good. We usually don't perform for less than 10,000 people, Sting. Yeah.
But all we'll, celebrities. We'll do celebrities.
We do individual celebrity performances, and we just thought we'd like to perform for you in the next 10 minutes. Would you accept that? You don't have to perform. We'll do it.
Pretty. You have a really questioned look on
She's
your
our manager.
No, yeah, yeah.
She's also the shocked? Referee.
In the mid-90s, Rossi and I had a job. We were living in LA. We're living just trying to make some money, and we picked up guitars. And
we played outside the Levi's Stadium, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I think, Stig, this is going to be a good performance the boys want to put on for you. So I think...
I got to see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And Sting's fans are coming in as well.
Yes.
So hang out with us at 7:34 here on Virgin Radio. Also, Rudimental, James Arthur. Love this. It's 3 minutes away.